Welcome back to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Ray Comfort. He is the producer of some great Christian movies, including 180 and Evolution versus God. Now he has a new movie out called Audacity. And I know this may be corny to say, but I like to say this. Instead of cursing the darkness of Hollywood, Ray Comfort likes to light many candles. Ray Comfort, thank you for joining us again on Vocal Point. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on, Jerry.
Sure. Now, Audacity is an interesting film for you. Normally, your films, which are internet-based, and that's how they're released, audacitymovie.com, to actually see the movie, you just go out on the streets and talk to people, and you have a lot of boldness, and you're, you know, very upfront and so forth. This one, you have some of that in the movie, but overall, it's a drama with some comic elements.
Yeah, we kept getting people say, do a movie on homosexuality. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. This is about 2 years ago. I said, the reason it's not going to happen is, number one, anybody who says anything about homosexuality nowadays is vilified on a par with someone who's a racist, and let alone make a movie about it. I didn't want that. And the second reason I didn't want to do it is because how do you make a movie about homosexuality and make it interesting? All you can really think of is a documentary with so-called experts and ex-homosexuals who are now Christians, married with three kids, and it's stereotypical, and who's going to watch that but the choir? And so I had some incidents happen in my life that changed my mind radically. One of them was I was flying from Germany to London, sat next to a middle-aged gentleman. I said, how you doing? He says, good. I said, you got a family? He says, I have a husband. And was like, oh, where do I go from here? Do I say, oh, that's nice, tell me about him, or what? And it was awkward. And, you know, I didn't stare out the window for an hour and a half, but we chatted and we became friends. But I imagined what it would be like for the average Christian who isn't kind of confrontational. And I realized there's a real need to show Christians how to relate to homosexuality, because I've taught on it on a teaching called Hell's Best Kept Secret for many years, the biblical way to witness to homosexuals. So we embarked upon this movie, and we used professional actors because I knew that 5 seconds of cheesy acting would sink the whole ship. Christians put up with, in the past years, some bad acting because, well, it's got the gospel in it, but non-Christians won't. They'll just tune out straight away. So we got professional actors, And I think they did a great job.
I think so, too. And one of the messages of the film is eat at Tino's. I'm just kidding. Okay, so let me ask you this. There's a perception that may be out there in the culture, which is really quite tragic, that Christians supposedly hate homosexuals.
Yeah, and it's just not true. It's, you know, I've often thought about the fact that it won't be long until pedophilia is embraced by this world. We live in such moral relativism. Richard Dawkins already says mild pedophilia is okay, and we have experts saying they're born like that. And the time will come when people who are so angry about pedophilia now will be vilified and looked on as hateful if they say, no, this is not right. And what we've got to remember is that as Christians, we're like police officers right in the middle of a crime area, and criminals hate the police. They'll kill a police officer. They don't even know who he is, but because of the badge he wears, because he stands for righteousness. And we're going to be hated if we stand up and say, look, pedophilia is wrong, homosexuality is wrong, adultery, fornication, blasphemy is wrong. In fact, it gets worse than that. Lust is wrong. Jesus said, if you lust, you commit adultery in your heart. But we've got to be faithful to what we're called to do, and we're called to uphold God's righteousness and say, this is right, this is wrong. And when you look at what God requires, we're all in big trouble on Judgment Day, and we need a Savior, and that's the agenda of the church. Not to vilify homosexuals, but to say, hey, we care about you, and we want to see you in heaven, not hell.
When you went out and did your Man in the Streets interviews and so forth, and you do a great, great job on those, where was that? Obviously somewhere in California.
Yeah, most of them, either at Huntington Beach or a local college or Long Beach College. Often I go to UCLA or USC. They're interesting places to go to. It's in the past, it's been hard to get interviews, but I figured a way to do it. I realized why people were reticent to go on camera, and it's often because they don't want to embarrass themselves. But if I'd say to them something like, how do you feel about gay marriage? And they say, oh, it's really good. There's nothing wrong with it. because they had convictions, they knew where they were going, they'd come on camera. So I was very fortunate to get a lot of very interesting views on that subject of homosexuality.
Yeah. And you handle it so well, though, to even bring up the fact that, look, we're not talking about homosexuality as, you know, the worst end-all be-all sin, but it is a sin that would keep you out of heaven. I mean, you actually have people read 1 Corinthians 6, which lists homosexuality as well as other sins, and saying those who practice these things, you know, will be prevented from going to heaven. And it goes on to say, and such were some of you, but you've been changed. This message needs to get out there.
Yeah, it's we have a dilemma, and how can I put it without sounding offensive? We're trying to say, hey, Christians, we've got a skunk you'd like to, we'd like you to share it with your kids. They'd love to play with it. I want to know, is the smell gone from the skunk? Because they a movie on homosexuality, they don't even want to watch it, because they've got this preconceived idea that it's going to have homosexual parades and the usual thing was a documentary, but it really is different. And when people take the time to watch it, I think it's had nearly 400,000 views in 2 or 3 months, but we would love it to explode on the Internet because it contains the gospel, and it portrays Christians as being incredibly loving. It has a fast-moving storyline. It's compelling twists and turns and a little bit of humor here and there. So when people watch it, even including two lesbians, we got letters from them saying, this is a really good movie. They expected the worst. In fact, over 1,000 homosexuals went on IMDb,
The movie site.
Yeah.
In order to complain or something?
They gave it a 1 star. This is before they'd even seen it, before we released it on YouTube. Over 1,000 of them saying, this is a disgusting movie, don't watch it. But those that took the time to watch it were surprised that we took an angle they just didn't expect. So,
yeah.
I'd love Christians to share the movie as much as they can, just get that sight and pass it on. There's no ulterior motive on our part other than to get the gospel into the hands of this dying world.
You know, Ray, it's fascinating to live in these times in terms of just taking a moment, stepping back, and looking at means of communication available to us that weren't available in the past. And that's very exciting. I mean, you've been involved in productions. You made a lot of television programs with Kirk Cameron. And now here you're making these Internet videos, and these are being seen in some cases all over the world.
Yeah, we are blown away. You know, the Apostle Paul would go crazy with what we've got.
Yeah.
Even 150 years ago, if we wanted to take the gospel to an overseas country, we'd put missionaries on a ship. The wife would die of malaria on the way.
Yeah.
Kids would get really sick. Great hardship. Terrible sacrifice.
Yeah, and then they have to learn the language.
They have to learn the language. And now we just hit the send button.
Yeah.
And, you know, our YouTube channel has had over 36 million views. 36 million views. And so this is an opportunity that we've got to take advantage of. These are closing hours of time, and we can get the gospel, without exaggerating, to millions very, very easily by using this incredible thing called the Internet.
I've shared with you off the air, I'll say this on the air, I was in my wife's home country of Norway during the summer because of a family reunion, and we were in this obscure little place called Evje, E-V-J-E. It took us about 2 or 3 hours to drive to there, and we're in this restaurant, and lo and behold, this lady comes in, maybe a young lady about 20 years old, and she's got a coat on. And it says 180 the movie. And I went up to her and I said, is that's obviously the Ray Comfort movie. I mean, it had the logo and everything. And she said, yes, yes. And I asked her if I could take photos of it, which I did, and then sent it to you. But I said, how did you know about this? And she said, oh, I watched the movie on the Internet and I thought it was great. And I said, oh, well, I've talked to him a couple times on the radio and think it's great too. So you never know who you're reaching. It's amazing.
Oh, and not only that, but we've had women come to the ministry holding babies that are alive because they watched the movie.
Oh, wow. 180.
We've got a little gallery in our hallway of pictures of babies that are now alive because women were going to have an abortion, watched 180, changed their minds, and brought the baby in to meet us. And that is absolutely thrilling. And I'm sure because it's had over 5 million views, it's on in Spanish and other languages too. There are lots of wonderful stories that we won't hear until eternity, but yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an incredible means of communication.
All right, so how should Christians deal with homosexuals, people that we know personally? In fact, I understand that even your movie Audacity inspired Melissa Klein, Melissa and Aaron Klein of Sweet Cakes by Melissa, who've been maligned, frankly, by homosexual activists, but they responded in love.
Yeah, we baked a whole stack of cakes and sent them to homosexual organizations, so we really do care about it. And we sent that movie along with it in DVD form. But, yeah, we can learn to speak to homosexuals ourselves, or, which is kind of awkward, or we could just use Audacity. That's what it's designed for. If you know a homosexual, say, love you to watch this movie. It's free, it's award-winning, it's online, had 400,000 views, and encourage them to watch it. The way to speak to a homosexual is not to speak to his sinful practice, his sexual orientation. That's going to get him upset. As far as he's concerned, if you are a Christian, you're a homophobe, narrow-minded, fundamental, anti-science bigot. That's how he sees you. He's got his boxing gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is speak directly to his conscience and do what First Timothy chapter 1, 8 through 10 says to do. It says the law, that is the moral law, the Ten Commandments, was made for homosexuals. It says it in that portion of Scripture, along with other sinful practices. So all you do is take him through the commandments and show him that he's in big trouble on Judgment Day despite his sexual preference. He's a liar and a thief and a blasphemer. He's looked with lust. He's in big trouble. That will humble him, get him to take his guard down and say, hey, I really care about you. I care about where you'll spend eternity. This is frightening me that you're not concerned for your salvation. And not only that, but it says in 1 Corinthians, do not be deceived, neither fornicators nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor the covetous will inherit the kingdom of God. So you need a Savior, and this is what God's done for you. And once a person repents and trusts Christ, God makes them a new person, and those old sinful practices fall away, and all things become new, and they live a life that's in righteousness, and that's how to see this nation turn around. As much as I love Christians being in politics, we're not. You know, I noticed after 40 years of watching this, that every 4 years we go around the same merry-go-round. We think we're going to get the good guys in, and things are getting worse. Abortion's worse, homosexuality's worse, fornication's worse.
Abortion's not worse. In the sense that the numbers, for example, of abortions, I mean, thankfully, providentially, because of the hard work of Christians, they've gone down by about a third almost. But it's still there. It's still entrenched, no question about it.
Yeah, 60 million people's kind of not too exciting. So, yeah, the way to do it is change the heart to put the train of righteousness after conversion, not try and put it before. And so that's what we've got to do. We've got to be salt in politics and light with the gospel, salt and light. No point in being salt by itself. We don't want a world to be reformed and end up in hell. We want to see them soundly saved.
Amen. AudacityMovie.com for more information. We're talking right now with Ray Comfort, and he has produced this movie. What does the title mean?
Audacity means you're, I was just thinking New Zealand, a down under colloquialism at cheek. Audacity is kind of, you tell me.
Pardon me? Are you asking me to tell you?
What does audacity mean to you?
Well, I know that within 8 minutes or so of the movie, one of the characters says, you know, you have a lot of audacity to be a Christian, you know, something to that effect. Because,
cool.
Pardon me?
Gall would probably be the word.
Gall, yeah.
Having the gall to stand up and say something like this.
Right, right. Now, it's interesting that you say you use professional actors. One of them is a professional comedian. He's very good. A stand-up guy?
Yes. His name is Ben. And I saw some clips of him in Australia. He was on Australia's most talented or something like that. You can see him online. He's brilliant, and he loves the Lord. He loved our ministry. And I thought, this subject is so dark, it really needs something light in there. So we tried to put some comedy in, and that was one way we did it.
Yeah, and I think that was a brilliant way to do it. Okay, again, audacitymovie.com. Ray Comfort, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for making this movie.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Sure. God bless and all the best. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.